Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Allah, Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. We say welcome, marhaba, ahlan wa sahlan to the viewers and listeners of Madani Channel with this program called The Early Echo. So inshallah azza wa jal, we wish for you to echo with us, for we echo the sunnahs of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the teachings of the Holy Quran and the teachings of the Sahaba ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. So dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, yes, in this program there are some beautiful segments we have for today set out just for you. So please stay tuned to Madani Channel. Let us begin our program by listening to the virtues and blessings of reciting Darood and Salat ala Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, for it has been mentioned in a hadith of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who is the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the person who recites 50 darood upon me daily, I will shake hands with him on the day of Qiyamah. Allahu Akbar. How amazing is this hadith? Subhanallah. So if you want to be that fortunate Muslim that will catch the hand, touch the blessed and beloved hands of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then aside from your fara'ib, from those things, from those actions which you're supposed to be doing as a Muslim, namaz, roza, hajj, zakat, of course, Allahu Akbar, you should increase your recitation of durood and salat upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You will see the blessings of it in this world and in the hereafter. بَلَغَ الْعُلَى بِكَمَالِهِ كَشَفَتْ دُجَى بِجَمَالِهِ حَسُنَتْ جَمِيعُ خِصَالِهِ صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, every single day we have this first segment in which we actually discuss the secrets of earning more rewards, and that means we discuss intentions, niyyah. Of course, if a person does not make any intention for any permissible act that he is going to do, he will of course do the permissible act and he will gain thawab and reward for that act, but he would not earn the thawab and reward for making intention because he never made one. Allahu Akbar. So let us inshallah increase our intentions, for the more intentions you make for any permissible act, the greater the reward and thawab would be accordingly. So likewise inshallah, there are many Muslims mashallah who come and purchase many Islamic books from Dawat Islami Maktab as well. Alhamdulillah, bohat sari kitabe almost rozana bikti hain. They are sold in Urdu, in English, in many different languages for, alhamdulillah, in Dawat Islami, our publications department, books are actually published in volumes and in different languages, in Hindi, Sindhi, Urdu, English, Roman English, Allahu Akbar, over 15 languages, dear viewers, under Samadini Channel. It's really amazing as far as I do remember. So yes, books are sold, Islamic books are sold. Many Islamic brothers and sisters have the hobby of reading books, which is a very good thing, mashallah. A person must always read so that his general knowledge always increases. Of course, when you read books, you get the thawab of reading any Islamic book. Besides the thawab and reward, your general knowledge will be increased. You will understand better. You will have reference for whatever you have read, and you will have proof for it. And then it increases many, many, many other blessings. So the thing, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, is that how are we, what intentions do we make as Muslims? Allahu Akbar. If you want to read a book, inshallah azza wa jal, what intentions can you make before reading a book? Firstly, any kitab you pick up in your hand, any book, Islamic book you pick up in your hand, you should first make this intention that to please Allah azza wa jal, for His pleasure, I shall read this book from cover to cover. Yes. Any book you pick up in your hand, always make this intention first, that for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will begin to read this book from the beginning right up to the end. Usually, we have seen this, or experience bhi kiya hai. Sometimes what happens is that a person picks up a book, he flips through the first 2-3 pages, and then, you know, he gets lazy, gets demotivated, and he says, you know what, it's fine, I'll read this book tomorrow. After reading few lines, sometimes we have the time, but we start yawning, we feel irritable, we get tired very quickly, we cannot complete a book. Actually, shaitan always intervenes or interferes, should I say, whenever any person intends to do any permissible and good act, such as increasing your knowledge, learning, seeking ilm-e-deen. So whenever you pick up a book, first make that intention firm in your heart that I will try and complete this book as soon as possible, inshallah. And you should have a mission. When you start that book, do not stop, inshallah. Wherever you have to stop, of course, it's namaz time, eating time, but try and complete that book over a period of time, such as a week or two. If it's a very big book, if it's a small booklet, you can even do it in one day's time. So always read, inshallah. The more you read, the more you will increase your knowledge. The second intention you can make is, to the best of my ability, I will try to read it while in the state of purity, in the state of wudu, and I will try and not abandon my wudu in terms of breaking wudu. If my wudu will break, I will go and make wudu again. Of course, it's not a condition to read any kitab besides the Holy Quran. But if you stay in the state of wudu and then you read a book, there are blessings for that as well. There are immense blessings, dear viewers on the Sunnah channel. You can also make this intention that I will face the Qibla and then read this Islamic book, subhanallah. Likewise, even for those huffaz who are becoming hafiz of the Holy Quran, it has been mentioned that when you face in the direction of the Qibla and then you by heart the Holy Quran, you will actually memorize the Holy Quran faster than the person who does not face the face towards Qibla. Because there are blessings in that. The awliya in the salihin, mashallah, especially Amir al-Sunnah has taught us, even when eating food, Amir al-Sunnah Dam Barakatum al-Aliya will face his face towards the Qibla and eat, subhanallah. Whilst you're writing, whilst you're reading, whilst you're reciting the Holy Quran, always try and do permissible acts whilst facing the Qibla. And then, of course, when there are Quranic ayats, very quickly sometimes we skip the ayat and we just go to the translation. Make this niyyah as well, ki I will recite the ayat, or if name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come, I will mention, I will say Azza wa Jal, or subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or when the name of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will appear, you will just not say Muhammad, but you will say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You will recite darood and salat upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. I will try to follow the footsteps of the pious predecessors, especially Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, whenever I will read any booklet of Dawat Islami, and whatever has been mentioned in that book, I will try and make it a practical or practicality. I will try and bring that practice into my life, inshallah, by making amal upon that, for you will earn immense reward and thawab as well. Dear viewers in the Samadhi channel, I will tell others to also read this book. You will promote that book because it's nice to do so. Allahu Akbar. We ask questions about Aqeeqah. We ask questions about Islamic history, about certain personalities, about namaz, roza, hajj, zakat, about the sunnahs of Rasulullah SAW. Allahu Akbar. We ask, there are volumes of books and booklets which have been published by the publications department of Da'wat-e-Islami. When you read any booklet or any book, any kitab, Allahu Akbar, you should try and promote that book by even asking your friends and your families to go over it, even one page, two pages, as much as they can read, inshallah. You will be given the reward and sawab for making others to read that. Subhanallah. We have time to sit in front of the TV for hours, but in the entire month, have you even read one single book? A single book, a single page? Allahu Akbar. To increase your knowledge about maybe perhaps namaz, the laws of salah, what are the sunnats of salah, what are the wajibat of salah, what are the mustahabbat of salah, what are those acts that invalidate one's salah, even few points, so that when you read your namaz, you should remember those points. But we have time to watch television, we have time to read the newspapers, we have time to read messages for long hours on the phone, we can sit for hours and hours and hours, but we don't have the ability to pick up Islamic booklet. Even sometimes living in an Islamic environment where there are libraries around us, but we don't have the tawfiq. So this is the way moving forward, dear viewers on the Samadhi channel. Make an attempt, inshallah, and you will see the blessings. I shall buy this book. Or you can even download that book, inshallah, and even promote it via WhatsApp as well, subhanallah. And of course, if you can gift it to others as a means of, you know, doing a good act, subhanallah, this is a very beautiful act to do, that whereas you buy a booklet or a book, and then you give that as charity, mashallah, or as a gift, should I say. They call that, you know, taqseem rasail in the terminology of Dawat Islami, especially in the ijtima'ats of Dawat Islami, where, subhanallah, you know, books are basically bought in large volume because they are cheap. I will not say below cost, but it is quite cheap. The profit margin is not much on that. And then mashallah, Islamic brothers say, okay, I will order 50 books from my side, I will order 100 books from my side, and then distribute those books amongst people, subhanAllah. It will only cost you, in South African, for example, 100 rands, 200 rands, 50 rands, whatever the price may be. One booklet is about 5 rands, 4 rands. And then by doing that, subhanAllah, if another person who has taken your booklet, what you had given him, and he opens the first page and he will learn something that he never knew before, the account, the sawab will be transferred into your account, to your views on this channel. SubhanAllah, what a great act. Look at the easiness that Islam has created for you and I to earn more rewards. Kaash, and you know, I wish once again that we can basically do all of these things here. I will do Isa alayhi sawab, reading this book for the entire ummah. After completing a book, you should also make this niyat that I will then make Isa alayhi sawab. Ya Allah, whatever good I have learned today, whatever good act I have done today, send the reward and thawab of this to the ummah of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For all those Muslim males and females who have left this dunya with iman, subhanAllah, what a great dua to make, what a good act to do. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, and also another point is that if you find any mistake in the book, it could be a printing mistake, kabhi kabhi hota hai, chhapne ke dauran ghaltiyan hoti hai, you know, zabar zair, sometimes spelling mistakes, but if the niya is that I'm going to, you know, disgrace this person, he can't even spell properly, or he has written a wrong thing in his book, what's written here is totally wrong. This niya is not a good intention, but rather the intention should be that I will, you know, try and contact the publication department of that, whoever have published that book, and I will bring this to their attention so that they may rectify it with some good intention, subhanAllah. So this is another good way of actually reforming and rectifying somebody, rather than, you know, bragging about it by talking about it, putting it on the social media and saying, look, this book here says this, which is totally wrong. This is the proof for it. No, but rather you should confirm and you should phone, especially if it's some errors to do with the book or the writing in the book. So inshallah, these are some intentions we all can make, inshallah. I hope that we all understand that these are the intentions we can make. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us reward and thawab. Let us move to the next part of this program, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us our major and minor sins. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. And kalam sunenge inshallah. Is kalam ke fauran baad, we are going to be speaking about some sunnahs, inshallah. Sallallahu alayka ya رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضا میں بھولا لو پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو پھر گنبد خضرا سرکار بلا کر مجھے سینے سے لگا لو سرکار بلا کر مجھے سینے سے لگا لو سینے سے لگا کر مجھے محبت کو میرے دل سے نکالو
پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو، دم توڑنے والا ہے گناہوں کا مریض، دم توڑنے والا ہے گناہوں کا مریض، اے جان مسیحا اسے تم آ کے بچا لو، اے جان مسیحا اسے تم آ کے بچا لو، پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو، گو خار و گناہ گار ہوں آقا جیسا ہوں تمہارا، گو خار و گناہ گار ہوں جیسا ہوں تمہارا، سرکار نبھا لو مجھے سرکار نبھا لو، پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو، محبوب خدا سر پہ اجل آ کے کھڑی ہے، محبوب خدا سر پہ اجل آ کے کھڑی ہے، شیطان سے عطار کا ایمان بچا لو، شیطان سے عطار کا ایمان بچا لو، پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو، سرکار بلا کر مجھے سینے سے لگا لو،
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم، صلاۃ و سلاما علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ، وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ۔ ڈیئر ویورز اینڈ لسنرز آف مدنی چینل، واٹ اے بیوٹیفل کلام، اللہ اکبر! امیر اہل سنت دامت برکاتہم العالیہ ہیز کمپوزڈ دس کلام ان دا لو آف دا ہولی رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، وی ایز ہی ہیز ایکسپریس ہز ڈیزائرز ٹو سی گنبد خضرا ونس اگین۔ سبحان اللہ، یہ دعائیں قبول ہوئی ہیں، یہ کلام قبول ہوا یقیناً بیکاز امیر اہل سنت ہیز جسٹ کم فرام حج ان دا حج ٹائم، سبحان اللہ، وی ایز ان دا سیزن آف حج ہی ہیز basically been blessed with this chance and opportunity of performing his hajj once again, subhanallah. So Allah Ta'ala hamare haq mein bhi ye faryad, ye duaein qubool farma le, that we may also go to the beautiful city of Makkatul Mukarrama as well as Madinatul Munawwara. What a beautiful naat, of course in a form of munajat as well, isme faryade bhi hain, isme rona bhi aata hai, kaash we all even learn how to cry so that the ishq and the love should flood right from the bottom of our hearts inshallah, and it should be expressed in the form of shedding tears in the love of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Chale inshallah ab aage badhte hain, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, and the next segment of course for today is that which is the sunnahs of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And of course today, you know, I was thinking that we have covered over so many sunnahs. As you can see, what episode number this is, subhanallah. It means that we have discussed so many sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And as we stand at this place, you know, one important sunnah of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, how can we ever leave that? Of course, we always give examples of his blessed lifestyle. And I thought in totality, or rather, should I say, about speaking regarding the simplicity of the Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He is simplicity in all aspects. In all aspects of life. This is also the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Some are those sunnahs which he has mentioned from his blessed tongue, and some are those which he has practically showed us how to live, subhanallah. So, you know, they are mentioned in many books as well. If you look at the simplicity of his dressing code, Allahu Akbar. These days here, we cannot live without our branded clothes. Hamara kurta bhi ho to brand wala ho, hamara pajama ho to bhi brand wala ho. Whether it is our trousers, our jeans and shirts, our jubbas, our kurtas, our t-shirts. If it is not ironed correctly, agar ironed, istri bhi barabar ka nahi hai, to hum ladaiyan karte hain ghar mein. Apne ghar walon ke saath, ki why isn't it ironed properly? Allahu Akbar, if it is torn somewhere, then no matter how expensive it is, for one small hole, we would not even think of patching it up, but rather throw it away because I cannot use a torn shirt. Impossible. Not even a patched one. So this is how we are, and we say we are followers, but subhanallah, subhanallah, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most beloved messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His simplicity is this, that Hazrat Sayyidatina Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala had said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa had many, many patches on his Mubarak and blessed jubbah. Subhanallah. At times, he sallallahu alayhi wa would sit and he would patch his own clothes. His own clothes he would patch. And he would not feel shy using them in public. Yet he is the owner of Jannah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yet he is the Prophet of Rahmah. Yet he is the Prophet not of only of insan, but rather of the entire universe, entire mankind. Subhanallah, kings and badshahs and great ministers, people with reputation, people with recognition and exaltation would feel shy to even use clothes of that. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would never ever feel hard and difficult. Brother, he set the landmark, he set the yardstick for you and I, that look, if you don't have it, look at me. Look at how I dressed. Look at how I had adorned myself with simplicity. Why? Because you have come in this world without those branded clothes, and you are going to leave this world with simple two shroud coffin. So many things can be said about this. Kai sari baatein is pe ki ja sakti hai. Aapko bhi pata hai, dear viewers and the Samadhin channel, regarding this, because the day our eyes will close, all those expensive outfits, all those expensive suits and clothing that we have will all be locked in the cupboard. In fact, maybe aapke bachchon mein taqseem ki jayegi, ho sakta ghareebon mein taqseem kar diya jaye, whoever the virasat and the inheritance will go to. It is like that, dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel. But if we only can adopt some type of simplicity of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam and start from somewhere, inshallah. If you cannot wear iron clothes, at least do not fight if it is not ironed correctly. Do not fight and beat your wife or those who have done that job for you. Sometimes maa baap pe bachche bhadak jaate hain ki you can see it's not ironed properly. I'm getting late for work. How could you iron it this way? I have heard cases where even divorces have taken place. Fights have happened, and so much of things have happened like this before. We have heard stories of this nature. So my request is that inshallah, study the seerah mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu. Coming out from there, dear viewers and listeners on the channel, subhanallah, simplicity in eating food of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa is also unique. Iska bhi humko seekhna chahiye. We should adopt this sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu. We discussed the eating manners. We even discussed the sunnah foods of Rasulullah sallallahu. But today is only about simplicity. Have you ever seen any person who has his hands physically empty, but he is the owner of both the worlds? He is such a great personality that he has been given the treasures to the world and to the hereafter. Subhanallah. Allah Hazrat farmate na ni'mate baantta jis samt wo zeesha gaya. Allahu Akbar. Saath hi munshi'e rahmat ka qalam da gaya. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sadqa, whatever you and I possess today, but yet he would fasten stones on his blessed tummy and stomach. Allahu Akbar. Due to hunger. Yes, this is the point on this early echo program that we should basically learn this sunnah of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam at times, that kabhi khana ho to shukr ada kar liya karo, khana na ho ya us waqt khana aisa na ho jaise aapne expect kiya ho. You wanted the food to be more delicious, You expected more varieties of food on the table, or na ho saka, kisi bhi wajah se. Maybe your wife was sick, she could not prepare that food for you. Maybe there were no ingredients in the home. Instead of pulling up the face and sitting on the table and moaning and groaning about that, make shukr to Allah and say, Ya Allah, Zawajal, there are people out there who don't even have this what I have. Allahu Akbar. And secondly, I don't even deserve this much what you had even given me. For there are so many sins I committed day and night, Ya Allah. But you have not taken me to account as yet for that. Ya Allah, forgive me for those mistakes and make shukr for what you have. You will see the blessings of that dear viewers on this Madani channel. Yeah, bande ka style hota hai. There is a way a banda should lower himself and even think and program himself, because Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one who has given you, and whatever you have is the sadqa of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Jaise Mufti Azam Hind rahmatullahi ta'ala farmate na, peete hai tere dar ka, khate hai tere dar ka, peete hai tere dar ka, khate hai tere dar ka, pani hai tera pani, dana hai tera dana, tu shamae risalat hai, alam tera parwana. Whatever we have, dear viewers and listeners of the Madani channel, all this is the charity of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, really amazing facts about the simplicity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. And even when he ate food, even when he did consume, besides dry loaf of bread, barley loaf of bread without any gravy, dry bread with water, sometimes khajur and water, Allahu Akbar. Can you even put one morsel down your throat like that? As a test, no, you have to have some type of butter, gravy, jam, something we gotta have over it. We are so spoiled. We are so not in accordance to the teachings and the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Lekin muhabbat ho to kabi is par bhi amal kar liya kare. I also make this niyyah. You also make this intention. Allahu Akbar. Just barley bread, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would eat, and if not that, then it was sometimes breakfast and there was no lunch. If there was lunch, there was no supper. There was never consecutive meals. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Many other companions have mentioned that they have never ever seen the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after migrating from Makkatul Mukarramah to Madinatul Munawwara. In the 10 years of the Madinatul Munawwara's apparent life, Rasulullah's family and himself never ever ate full stomach of food, or never ever had a consecutive meal. A meal that if he had breakfast, there was no lunch or supper. Like that. But we have six times of meal, we always nibbling in between. So, at least our shukr, our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be there. Think about the simplicity of Rasulullah. Amir al-Sunnat, you bhi farmate hain, Allahu Akbar.
Kabhi jo ki moti roti, kabhi jo ki moti roti, to kabhi khajur pani, kabhi jo ki moti roti, to kabhi khajur pani, tera aisa sada khana, tera aisa sada khana, sada khana madani madine wale sallallahu alayka ya rasulullah sallallahu alayka ya habiballah.
Aur dusre maqam pe ala hazrat yu farmate hain, Allahu Akbar. Looking at the simplicity of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he says kul jahan milk aur jo ki roti ghiza. Kul jahan milk, or the entire world is the possession. It is the belonging of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the owner of this dunya, and yet his diet is just dry bread. Us shikam ki kanaat pilakho salam. May millions or may hundreds of thousands of salutations be upon the content stomach of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kya baat hai Madine ki. Subhanallah. So if you look at this aspect as well, is unique. The Quran says, "Wa innaka la'ala khuluqin 'azim." Looking at the beloved and, you know, mubarak characteristic of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ala Hazrat, you bhi farmate hain, tere khulq ko haq ne azim kaha, teri khilq ko haq ne jameel kiya, koi tujhsa hua hai na hoga shaha, tere khaliq e husn o ada ki qasam. Allahu Akbar. There was no one like him, there is no one like him, and there will never be anyone like the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Kaun deta hai, dene ko muh chahiye, dene wala hai sacha hamara nabi. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, subhanallah. So we learnt about the dressing simplicity, the eating simplicity, sleeping in simplicity, talking simplicity, style is simple, subhanallah. Unique adaz and style of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in terms of even helping the house, helping the wife in the kitchen, all these are taught to us by the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when you are free on a Sunday, instead of, you know, just lazing around, or instead of just doing nothing, try and assist once a week inshallah with this intention ki Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught me as to be how a real man in the home, subhanallah. It was really amazing, and you will earn thawab and reward for that as well. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us our major and minor sins. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us pious Muslims. And now we have come to the end of this program, the early echo. And now time comes whereas we have to seek your permission and come to the end of this program. But yes, we will be back same time, same place, only on your Madani channel. And now we leave you with the missionary statement of Da'awat Islami, and that is, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the whole world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance.